thought to share sort of word to encourage you. It blessed me, and it blessed me more at the time. It's a long while ago, it was about 2 years ago now, it was me and Linda were sitting down having a dinner, and the programme on Deal or No Deal, No Limits. And this man, before the show begins, they tell a little bit of their background, where they're from and who they are and everything. And this man, his name was Matthew Smith. And when I heard the name Smith, because I'm a Smith, suddenly you listen a little bit more, you pay a little bit more attention. And this man started explaining his life, but by accident they found out he had cancer. And it was by accident I found out I had cancer, same thing. He had a son called Jack Smith. I've got a son called Jack Smith. You know, very, very similar things happening in his life, happened in my life. And I said to Linda, I said, I'd like to tell this man, I said, what God's done for me. He's healed me from cancer. I said, well, I'd also like to tell him, I said, what he's done for me, he can do for him. And with that, you know, we sit down at a dinner, my friend and I went to bed, got up next morning, so everything was normal. But, well, from where I live, it's about 500 to 600 yards of garage, petrol station. I go in every single morning, put my diesel in before I go to work. And I pulled out this morning, put my diesel in right there. There's another van pulled, the truck pulls aside me right there. The bloke gets out, put the diesel in, I turns me right there. I was doing Matthew Smith. Yeah, he said. I saw him watching your television last night. Yeah, he said, I'm doing that. This is no coincidence. I don't believe.
No,
I don't believe this is a coincidence.
No.
I said to him, I told my wife, I said, I like this. I explained to him, I had cancer, same as him, and I've got a son called Jack, Ron Smith. I said, God help me with my cancer, I said. I said, I told my wife, I'd like to tell you what you've done for me and do for you. And I was standing about 20 minutes around in the middle of this garage, he's put his knees on my foot behind him, he's still standing about 20 minutes, and I'm witnessing to him. And people just wouldn't take notice of us, they were just queuing it, you know what I mean? It was peace there. And for this to happen, it was like, as I said, no coincidence. You know, this man, he won £30,000. I was watching him on this. He told me it was recovered 3 months previous. So, what would it be the coincidence? I've been in that garage 3 months later. You know, there's 70 million people in this country. So, 70 million to one, longer bump into him. That's a big odds. You know, would win the lottery is only 14 million to one. This is 70 million to one. So, it's no coincidence. But, he's won £30,000. He could be anywhere in the world. So now it comes to 8 billion people in the world. It comes to 8 billion to one. You've got more chance to win the lottery every day in your life than this will happen. It's just the power of God, you know what I mean?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we feel down, we watch that at night, and sometimes we feel like God's not there anymore, and sometimes we feel alone. But God says He never leave you, He never forsake you, He's always with you.
Amen.
And He proved to me that day, He was there with us. He was listening. We don't have to be on our hands and knees and praying to God. He's listening to every conversation we have, and He's always with us.
Amen.
You know, and I rang my wife up, Linda, I said, you never believe what I said. She said, what? I said, what's up about him? I said, what? I said, I just met Matthew Smith. Who's Matthew Smith? She said, what about him? I said, the man on the telly last night, I know you. And she said, she filled the spirit straight away, she says, bless me so much.
Yeah.
And my son said, no, I don't believe you. I don't believe you, he says. He's not saved, my boy, so I don't believe you.
Uh-huh.
About 3 months later, he was with me at work, and all of a sudden, oi, Jack! Oh! I was like, Matthew Smith. You know, here. And he's come back. Since then, I've seen him 5 times.
Amen.
Praise God, I've witnessed him. He's up in the church, but he listens and he understands.
Yeah.
Praise God, it blessed me. And I will bless you, you know what I mean, and encourage you.
Amen.
Amen.